Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you. Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on, suit on.
Give me the most, dress like a million bucks.
Things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now, one and only. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, if I had time enough to tell the whole trip, the whole journey, then y'all would be sitting up in there going, okay, Steve, are we going to play the show this week? But man, it's been a lot of amazing things has happened to me over the years. And not all of them good. It's been some amazingly bad things that have happened too. But I just come on in the morning as a reminder to everybody of the actual goodness of God, that, you know, man, that these mistakes that you're making, that these setbacks that you keep having, that these falls that keep occurring in your life, that they all are leading you somewhere if you just don't ever give up. That's the key. You can never, ever give up, because you don't know how the trip has been laid out for you. You know, if somebody had told me years ago when I had the dream of being on TV, and then I thought about being one of the best comedians I could be, you know, when I started, if somebody had told me everything that was going to have to happen in order for me to get there, I would have changed it. I would have said, okay, well, I ain't going to be that. How about this? See, and no one can know all of the events of their life ahead of time. You know, it'd be so nice, wouldn't it? You know, to prepare for it, see it coming, be aware of the haters, always knowing when the backstabbing moment is coming in your life, always knowing when you're going to get blindsided by the enemy. It'd be really great to know that, wouldn't it? Well, that's not how it works. So, since no one knows exactly the challenges and the pitfalls and the detours that's going to beset them, it's imperative that you just don't give up. Because, see, knowing these things, we as human beings, by nature, would choose another route. But it ain't the route God got for you, though. See, the route God got for you, if you trying to do the right thing, if you doing the best you can, if you ain't out here just intentionally just messing over folks, if you using faith, and that's the belief in things that you cannot see, if you have something on the inside of you to keep saying there's got to be more to life than that, then that's you. You, my friend, have a great chance here. And if you've ever had that feeling and gave up on it, just get it back. Just ask for it back. Just say, hey, man, I'm getting back to the way I used to be. Because there's a change that's available in your life, but you got to take it. You got to take a shot at it, folks. There's a chance for you to get it right, but you got to take a shot at it, folks. There's a chance for you to turn this whole thing around with God's help, but you got to take a shot at it. You. See, this decision is yours. The decision to lay down and give up, that's yours. It ain't it just got too hard for me, life too much. Man, life hard and too much for everybody. What I got to get you to see, my father used to always tell me, he said, son, best lessons in life, the one you'll value and learn the most is a bought lesson. I didn't quite understand that being young, but I sure got it now. Ain't no lesson like a bought lesson, the one you pay for. Those are the ones that hold to you, that stick to you, that start turning you into who you're going to be. Those are the character builders. See, you got to be forged to get to where you want to go in life. So that's what the challenges and missteps is for. That's what the failing is about. Now, I know you don't like it. I didn't. I know you're not comfortable with it. I wouldn't. I know you wish it was over sooner than later. I always do. I always want it to be over sooner than later, because the later, man, it just seems like it's so much I got to go through. But let me tell you something, man. If you can forge your way through it and understand that you are forged in life. I don't know. I was on TBN one time and I was doing one of my motivational speeches, and I began to wonder about this experience I had at Ford Motor Company. And, my last job after the auto industry started going down, my last job was in the foundry. And my job was to stand at the end, almost where the engines first come out of the furnace. See, the engines are poured into a mold, it's hot, melted down metal, whatever they call it, lava, whatever. They pour it into a mold and it goes into this furnace that's extremely hot. And my job was, after the heat was applied to the engine block, it would come through and it would go through a hardening stage. But the way it was hardening, they would cool it suddenly. They would flush it with water. It would just blast water on it. But the fire and the high temperature is what made the engine block solidify. It's because it's got to get real hot, get melted down first. Then it's got to get poured into a mold. Then it's got to be pressure hit with water and all of this. And then it, and it's real hot now. It's still hot, even though there's water been shot up. But when it comes out the end of the side, there's a lot of flashing in it. The flashing is metal from that to drip through the cast molding on it, just like flecks of extra pieces of metal. My job was to hit this engine block in the front with this huge, heavy rubber mallet, knock all the flashing off the front, and when it came around back, to bam, hit it real hard again on the backside. And that became the core of what the car is. A car without a great engine is nothing. It's just a pretty looking vehicle over there. But if it can't do what it was made to do because the engine block then cracked. So you can have a car look real good, but if it freezes, an engine block crack, it's over, man. You got to get a new block. The block is the core. But in order for you, for the car to do what it's got to do, it's got to have a strong engine in it. In order for the engine to be strong, it's got to be forged in steel, come through fire, get poured in a mold, cooled off, heated, knocked around, beat on the front end, beat on the back end, in order for it to be what it's going to be. The moral of the story, folks, is you got to get forged in fire to be what you gonna be. You got to get beat up. You got to get pressure washed. You got to have heat on you. You got to get melted down. You got to get poured into a mold. That's how you become who you are. So the tough things that you're going through, the difficult challenges and the setbacks. I know a brother who went to prison, man, and the whole reason he ended up going to prison, because he was looking out the window, looking out in the yard at him working out. And then the next thing you know, man, this brother decided that he was going to go out there and work out. Well, guess what? He's one of the top trainers in country today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another day, another blessing, another moment in time that you've never had before. You'll never get it again. I'd be grateful for that. I know I am, man. I woke up this morning thanking him. Got out here early this morning, man. Got everything in already. Cold plunged, all that. 25-minute oxygen bag, bike ride, all that. All got it all in. Just right after I started being grateful, I said, man, get him, do something about it. Show him how grateful you are. Man, I got some health. I'm going to go on and use the health I got, man, to try to get a little healthier. You know what I'm saying? This all it is. Just gratitude, y'all. You change your gratitude, you change your attitude, change your attitude, change your altitude. It works like that. We in the tube business over here. This the tube show.
I like it.
This the Tude show right here. So if you don't like this here, I don't know what to tell you. You know, they got other morning shows, but it ain't this one. That's all I can tell you, you know.
Right.
I ain't cute. You know, do some nice little things. You know,
not that they're
nice
cute.
Segments. Nice segments. You know. And I absolutely love one of them morning drive boys. I'm talking about we ride or die, go down all day for each other. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You know, when we're talking about this here show, though, I'm
this
just
right
going to have
here.
To stand strong on this one here, though. This right. one right here.
That's right.
What?
Number one.
Yes, you have what you want to have, but you ain't got us, though. That's for damn sure. Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem with nobody else. None whatsoever. But it ain't us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, government name is Kill Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, anything on your mind?
Man, but you just said, man, they cute. You just said they was cute.
They're cute.
That's nice. That's okay. You can say that?
Dog, I've joined in and laughed sometimes, yeah.
However.
Well, I've hollered on this here damn show. I'm talking about.
Change your life.
Daily,
I'm
baby.
Talking about, man, I'd have people had to pull over. I'd have had people have to go close their office door. I'd have some people had to leave their cubicle. I had some people had to take their headsets out so they could save their job.
Yes.
I've had people spit coffee out. Yes. I've had people shoot soda pop through their nostrils. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. For 23 years, no less.
23 years. I know good hell well I'd have said some stuff that I wasn't supposed to say and said it anyway.
Yeah. Remember you said yesterday?
Junior, I said something yesterday I wasn't supposed
to say. Yeah, I know.
You don't do it today.
Soon,
it's an everyday occurrence.
Is they ask me something? Yes. I'm finna say something today. Matter of fact, probably on whatever news story or things y'all got to say, I'm gonna just say what I want to say. You know, everybody don't like it. Go somewhere. They got other dials on this station, man. That station go all the way from the 8s all the way up to the 100-somethings. Get one in there. They got AM,
FM. We want them to stay here, though.
You know, I don't know how old you are still listening to AM, though. I don't know.
Anyway. See, right there. You just did it.
Your ass is old if you listening to AM anything.
All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, we're going to do a little bump and grind. Bump and grind. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Marcus. Marcus.
Yeah, this is me.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. Go ahead.
Hey, listen.
Let me turn the radio down for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. I live in an apartment building that you just moved into. I live in 21A, and you live above me in 22A.
Uh huh.
I actually got your number from the leasing office. I told them I wanted to welcome you to the apartment building, man. But I didn't want to really raise no eyebrows. But I was really calling about. You know, first of all, let me go ahead and say welcome to the building, man. I hope that you and your is that your wife that lives with you?
First of all, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. But why would you need to have my number to do that? You could have just came and knocked on my door, man.
Well, yeah. Well, see, I really called and got the number was kind of reach out to you, man. I don't be wanting to start no trouble with nobody or nothing like that. I be wanting to, you know, I want my neighbors to be cool with me and I want to be cool with my neighbors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was reaching out, man, because you know the noise, man. I work at night and I sleep during the day, man. But it seems like since you guys moved in the middle of the day, it's you know. I know what it's like to have a lady.
Wait, hold on. You're hearing noises coming from my place in the middle of the day?
Right. I'm guessing I'm hearing you making love to your lady, man. I mean.
Nah, man. You know what it is? You might be hearing something from another unit, man. It's definitely not coming from us, because I'm at work, and my girl is there, but she's on the computer. You know, she's looking for a gig right now. Hello?
Okay, wait a minute now. So you live in apartment 22A, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I live in 21A. Your bedroom is above my bedroom.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me that you're hearing noises that sound like somebody's making love coming from my crib at this time of day, and I'm not there, and only my woman is there? Dude, man, you know, again, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I appreciate you calling and you know, neighbor and all that. 21A, you said you went, right?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you called me, all right? So let's get to the bottom of this one time. You saying you hearing noise? What kind of noise are you hearing exactly? Tell me.
Hey, you know what, man? This is probably just a big mistake. I mean, maybe she's just hanging some pictures or something, bro.
Nephew. Coming up next.
Come on.
It is Ask the CLO, the Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Beyonce paid $100,000 to the Metro Public Transportation lines in the D.C. area due to weather delays. Lizzo denies harassment allegations by former dancers. Plus, in just weird reality TV news, a Naked and Afraid contestant had parasites attached to his penis. We'll talk about all of this at the top of the hour, but right now it's time. It's time to ask the CLO. All right, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. Here we go. Liz in Chesterfield says, I woke up at 3 a.m. and realized my husband had not come to bed. I could hear the TV blaring in the living room, and I found him in there lying on the couch, talking to someone on the phone. He said he was talking to a late night sex chat line, but I know he's lying. If that's true, why won't he show me his phone?
If he told you he was talking to a late night sex chat line, that's the truth.
Are you shocked?
Now, he told you it was a late night sex chat line.
And did.
And you just don't know what the line is connected to. He was having late night sex chat. He told you that. Great move, dog. Now, I don't know. Now, she say, show me your phone. No, we ain't finna do all that now.
Yeah. Why? What?
Because I didn't tell you what I was doing.
So you're just gonna stick with that one.
No, that one is true. He was on a late night sex chat line.
Okay, so let me see. Let me see your phone.
See, you're gonna be looking for a 1-800 number.
I called
them direct.
You have the person's number.
You got the hookup.
Somebody, I'm specific. Oh, okay. When I call, I got her personal number. She work at the second chat line. I just got her direct number.
Oh, okay.
It's the same girl off 1-800. Talk to me. There.
Oh, you a VIP.
I got the VIP, so I get the personalized number. That's what that is right here. Yeah. You don't need to call her.
Okay. No resolve there.
Resolved. He was on a sex chat line. You can't get no more clear than that. Yeah. One of them cool and the other one ain't, though. Where they marriage at? Your marriage trash anyway. If you cool with the sex chat line, but you ain't cool with the private VIP sex chat line, what the hell y'all doing at y'all?
She draw the line, the VIP line.
All right, Jada in Edgewater writes, I had a long flight recently and a handsome single man sat next to me. We talked and laughed the whole time, and when we landed, he said he hopes our paths cross again. He didn't ask for my number, so I found him on Twitter and I want to DM him my phone number. And would that be too forward?
It ain't going to be too forward, but what you doing that for?
You got you.
Y'all had a talk on the plane. Mm-hmm. Laughed and everything. And now you want to DM him. Yeah, he don't want to DM you or call you.
Oh, gosh. Because he would have asked then, right?
What dude ain't going to ask?
Yeah.
For a phone number.
No, we sit up here. If that conversation was that good and you something I want, I can make that conclusion on this flight. Now, obviously, you didn't sit next to him. You know, I don't know if it was the outfit. I don't know if it was the hair. I don't know if it was your shoes. I don't know if your toes wasn't done. I don't know what it was.
Oh, something wasn't right.
I don't know if you had something in your mouth while you was talking. I don't know if it's your breath. I don't know what it was. But something didn't sit well with him where he said, I hope our paths cross again. Right. Just don't want it to be next to you in an airline seat for 3 hours. You didn't hear the rest of the conversation.
So I hope our paths cross again.
Yeah, but he didn't say nothing to you. Now, you can go ahead and DM him and find out. Just say, hey, I just wanted to reach out and just tell you I had a lovely conversation and just leave it at that and see where it go. Now, you can do that because I could be completely wrong.
She can shoot a shot then.
Yeah, you know. Now, okay, now, know this now. Probably ain't supposed to say this. But I did promise y'all that I was going to say something. You don't know what he identifies as.
Okay.
Oh.
We're going there?
You don't. You have to. You got to get into these people's life. You got to live, give people lip room, be who they going to be. You do not know who he identifies as. And they asking this stuff of kids in schools now. How you ain't ask his ass on the plane? Now, damn it. Now, you can't let me have a morning show and then I can't comment on none of the stuff that's in the news today. I'm not saying nothing negative about nobody. I just said you don't know who he identified as. Okay. Now, they asked the man with the two sons that was signing up for the hockey thing, they asked the little nine-year-old boy in there what he identified as, and the father got mad. That was a national news story. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't ask his sons that because they boys. That's what the news story was. So now that that's out there in the news, I'm putting it out here on the air. You riding next to this man who has the right to be whatever he want to be. You right. need to find out what and who he identify as.
And then what?
And then you know, because he might have...
Then DM him.
Then DM him. Yeah. Because you might just have a wonderful girlfriend. You don't know.
That boy there.
It's full here, man.
This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen. In case you didn't know.
You know how to turn hard left, though. I love it.
Oh, boy. Man, it was just...
We're just in the car, and all of a sudden...
That's a good ass answer, though.
Moving on to Bella and Danbury.
That's what Elroy Smith taught me back in the 90s when I was doing radio on WGCI in Chicago. Elroy says the thing that makes you interesting on the air is that you are compelling. Don't ever stop being compelling. And I just said something that was just damn compelling.
And you're sitting back with your arms folded and drinking a cup of coffee.
From my Omega mug.
Dana and Danbury, Bella and
Sci-fi.
Danbury. We're moving on.
Today I die. What? What?
Shut up!
Bella says, my husband and I haven't had sex in 3 weeks because he accused me of faking it every time. I admitted that I do fake it sometimes, like most women, and he said he's offended and he's taking a break from me. Why couldn't he handle the truth?
Well, most women fake just, it. You know, listen.
I knew you were going to pick up
It's
on
just
that.
Been hard for him to realize he know he ain't been doing nothing. You know, as hard as he been trying, he ain't been doing a damn thing. In the words of my partner, you ain't bust a grape. Now, he sitting up in here, man, he ain't been busting a grape. He been in here, and then he realized that you been faking it, and he going, damn, that's all I got.
So he flipped it.
I be damn. Uh-huh. That's all I got. Giving you the best that I got.
Baby.
I love it.
I wanted that hard left. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, so Lizzo says, quote, I'm not the villain. This is in response to her sexual harassment and fat shaming claims in a lawsuit filed by three of her former dancers. These last few days have been gut-wrenchingly difficult and overwhelmingly disappointing, Lizzo says. She says her work ethic, morals, and respectfulness have been questioned. Her character has been criticized. She wrote this in her social media posts. In her statement, Lizzo has denied fat-shaming any of her employees, and she shared that she felt hurt by the claims against her while expressing her gratitude for the support she has received. We hope these allegations are false because Lizzo's connection with her fans is huge because of her self-love and self-improvement message she shared with her fans. So this is an ongoing story. We'll keep you up to date.
Well, here I go again. I'm just thinking that Lizzo really I think she's a wonderful person. I don't think she's fat shaming nobody. Now, you know, if you're a background, background dancer for Lizzo, you know.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah.
And, you know, some weight requirements. She might have told her, you got to get your weight up.
Man.
You know, if you're going to be back here, you got to be back here where they can see you. You're going to have to get your weight up.
Go.
She might have told them that. Then they want to try to sue the girl for all this shit. So now what is you trying to sue Lizzo for? No, hell no. See, y'all got to start telling the truth about these people. Everybody want to sue somebody else for something. Lizzo
Well, this is the thing, though. If you're talking about self-image and all of these things, you can't harass your staff, which she's allegedly being accused.
It ain't true.
Okay.
How else? Look.
Okay, we are really moving on now.
We on tour. You got to get around this 3-4 times. What is you doing? We on tour.
We got to get
tour.
To this
Renaissance tour. T-O-U-R. Tour. Go round it. Come on.
Would you stop?
I'm just trying to help her, though, because a lot of y'all.
I don't think you helped her.
At all. Okay, listen.
Get your weight up.
This past weekend, Beyonce reportedly paid a $100,000 extension. She did this to keep the Metro public transportation line running in the Washington, D.C. area. The concert was delayed because of severe storms and weather delays. The DMV area concert goers waited nearly 2 hours for a shelter-in-place notice to end at FedEx Field before the concert began. So, Steve, here's a question to you. Back in the Kings of Comedy days, did you all run late or have delays that affected the concert goers?
Yeah, but we ain't got no $100,000.
Pay for the public transportation.
You probably ain't gonna see this show today. Yeah, you probably missed this one. Catch y'all in the next city. Matter of fact, we'd be back next year. You ain't gonna make the king. I ain't nowhere in the hell I could have went in there to Bernie and said to him, hey, man, we need $100,000 because it's raining outside. What the hell have I to do with us?
No, Lord.
Well, thank you, Beyonce.
If you ain't at that Sanger Theater Saturday night on time
in New Orleans, you. With you and Junior.
You get a quarterback. I'm telling you, right, you don't give a damn. Because it's raining outside.
Because you can't find parking?
No, you want me to mess? That's an act of God. What you want me to do? I don't interfere with the Lord's work. It ain't meant for you to see this show. We got 6,000 people sitting in here.
You said it ain't meant for you to see it?
Yeah. The 12,000 that ain't making it. That ain't God's will for your life today.
You're on one
today. Maybe you
today.
Need to learn another lesson today. Maybe jokes ain't going to help you.
Go to church.
Ain't got no 100,000 for you. I mean, thank the Lord for people like Beyonce, but man, look at here. Woo. Anybody pay me $24 million for 30 minutes? You give me $24 million like they did for her in Dubai for 30 minutes. I got $100,000 for umbrellas for everybody out there in that hot ass. Yeah,
umbrellas.
Yeah, I got $100,000 for your umbrella.
All right.
But until that day get here,
it ain't meant for you to see the show.
Well, it just ain't your time.
Really scaring me today.
You know, you got to trust in the Lord's will sometimes. You know.
All right. From Beyonce concert news to reality TV, this is really strange. This is really weird. A Naked and Afraid contestant is experiencing it firsthand. that ticks absolutely love genitals. Who knew, okay? This is a painful lesson he learned. It's unfolding in the upcoming episode of Naked and Afraid. Of course, that's on Discovery. Naked and Afraid Castaways. When one castaway wakes up to find a handful of ticks attached to his penis.
No.
His name is Andrew Shade. He said he woke up and discovered that the ticks on his private area, and he started counting them off one at a time. It was absolutely freaking out. For Andrew, it is the latest painful encounter with ticks. In a challenge, the parasites got in his...
Well, now skip all that. Let me just go on and say this right here. He is on the show Naked and Afraid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I bet he's afraid now.
Yeah.
We all afraid now. You got a tick on you. But that's another thing, too. I ain't ever been sleep that hard where anything could attach itself to me.
What after the first tick?
One tick. You tick tock. You can't put a tick tack on me. And I don't know it. I don't give a damn. Now, let me tell you something. If I'm asleep and some lint get on me at night, on that part of me, I know all about it right here. We're going to get this lint off me. I had a cotton ball brush up against me one time. I damn near tore all the covers off the bed. It ain't no way in hell a damn tick going to attach itself to me and start sucking blood. What?
A handful of them?
You got to be, man, you got to be a handful of ticks.
You guys can wear pajamas.
Naked. How you laying there letting ticks crawl on you? Tell you one thing. One time I was trying to pee outside, and a gust of wind came by, damn near passed out.
This ignorant show right here.
From a strong gust of wind.
Okay.
What the hell a tick gonna get on me and attach itself to me?
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour.
You got to be for you not to know.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. This ignorant show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Alpha Phi Alpha President Willis Lonzer III predicts that Orlando will lose at least $15 million in revenue from the absence of the Alpha's 2025 convention. That's the nation's oldest black fraternity. It's decided to pull its 2025 convention out of Florida to protest the state's, quote, racist policies, and it anticipates other groups will do the same. Florida's Governor DeSantis' approval of a new school curriculum that included lessons suggesting that some black people benefited from slavery was a key factor in Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Inc. deciding to pull out of Florida for its convention. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris was recently in Florida at a convention in Orlando, and she rejected Governor DeSantis' request to meet and discuss slavery. Take a listen.
Right here in Florida, they plan to teach students that enslaved people benefited from slavery. They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, in an attempt to divide and distract our nation. They attempt to legitimize these unnecessary debates with a proposal that most recently came in of a politically motivated roundtable. Well, I'm here in Florida. And I will tell you, there is no round table, no lecture, no invitation we will accept to debate an undeniable fact. There were no redeeming qualities of slavery.
All right.
Amen.
Well, you know, congratulations to A5A for pulling in 2025. They had time. There were some fraternities that were locked in a long time. The Kappas just left Tampa.
Yeah. You couldn't pull out.
And the Qs are scheduled to go to Tampa. Our mission is, because we can't pull out, because we would lose a whole lot of money to pull out at this point. So what we've decided to do as Omega Psi Phi is to go down there and make a difference. We're going down there to support black business, and we are going down there to put on one of the largest voter registration drives that they've ever seen.
Come on.
Because
yes,
what we're
big.
Going to
that's
do
big.
Is we're going to get rid of DeSantis with the vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I commend A5A, but I understood the Kappas and the Qs and the position that they are in and our leadership. in both fraternities had to look at it both ways. But what the Q's is going to do, and Kappas did a lot of great things while they was down there too.
Gave a lot to black businesses, a whole lot.
Yeah. The Noops did a lot. So we're going to do the same, but we're going to launch the largest voters registration you've ever seen, and we're going to put a stop to DeSantis.
All right, thank you. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, still trending, that big racially divided black versus white fight at River Point Park in Montgomery, Alabama. Ooh. We're going to talk about that right after this.
Ooh, that was better than pay-per-view, boy. That right there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Still trending. People are still talking about the series of viral videos of the massive racially divided fight that went down this past Saturday night at River Point Park in Montgomery, Alabama. The black man who was a dock worker told a group of white men on a pontoon boat, quote, this, that area is a regular spot reserved for the Harriet II riverboat. An argument started after that, and then the white men attacked the black man. The onlookers can be heard screaming, "You all help that brother, help that brother." Several other black people then rush in to join the fight, including a black man who jumps into the water from a boat and swims to the dock. My personal hero.
That's my hero. Right there.
He's my hero.
Then there was another video of the fight starting all over again as a group of black men go ashore and approach the white men on the pontoon boat. It was on and popping from there. I know you saw this, Steve. I know you did.
I saw the video, and I've heard the comments, and as you all have said off the air, that we don't condone violence on this show.
No,
of course not.
Okay. This was beautiful.
But though. Damn that, though. let me tell you what. I don't condone violence, but you're not whipping my ass, though. That's not what you got. And you're not whipping nobody's ass, I know. And you're not going to just jump on this black dude by himself. I did that in college. We once saw a dude in a snowball fight, and all the white dudes was just pelting this black dude with snowballs. He was by himself. Well, we pulled over. And we got involved.
Y'all didn't know the black man? Y'all just pulled over?
No. Never seen the black man. We was at college, but there was about eight white dudes just pelting this one black dude. He was trying to throw snowballs back, but we got on out. Now, let's quit throwing these snowballs.
Okay.
You know, and let's go on and throw these hands. I know there's been a lot of arrest in this thing in Montgomery and all this here, but if you look at who started it and how it got started, I mean, it was racial. But we saw it. But you're just going to jump on this black dude because he's doing his job.
He's doing his job.
Well, now y'all need y'all ass whipped. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we don't condone violence. But, you know, we tired of this.
One thing I did learn through this video, when that brother took his hat off and threw it in the air.
Call for help.
That call for help. I think we all need to know now, if you see a hat in the air, bring your ass. Come help.
If we find out
you ain't on your way to the hat, then we upset with you. But when you see the hat in the air, that's the signal.
But you know what's crazy, man? Because the brother saw what was happening.
And
for these white dudes to just, you know, who are you?
The privilege.
It's that thing, man.
Yeah.
And so, but see, this is different. These dudes different now.
Yeah.
Because now they coming. You know, this is another generation. And
Let me explain. D.C., the insurrection, doing all that. It's this privilege. It's this mindset that they could just do what they want
to do. You know what would happen? If it was a white security dock worker and a group of blacks jumped on him?
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
you know how much time they ass would be doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But see, regardless after how many charges, the ones that initiated the physical attack on this black dude should do some time.
Yes. Because he was doing his job.
Yeah, he was just doing his job.
Now, they going to make it about everybody else, of course. Mm-hmm. Everybody that got in the fight is going to be charged with assault and all this here. That's the American way.
Oh, yeah. The person with the chair.
Shout out to the chair.
Big ups to the chair, but the person with the chair going to...
I don't know who the bruz is when they came in the blue. And I saw a purple and gold t-shirt in there. I couldn't make out what was on the front. But based on two of his punches, I knew who he was.
And, you already know.
Yeah. He had a choice. He could have either been from LSU, from PV.
Yeah.
He could have been one of them dudes. I don't, I'm just saying. I saw that purple and gold, and he was swinging.
That was craziness.
He was handling it.
United. We was united.
All right. Coming up next, the nephew in today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, it's a hard habit to break. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
Shirley.
What? What?
It's going to be ignorant. You already know.
Shirley,
right,
Shirley, Shirley.
What?
This one right here. This one right here going to really do something to you right here. This right. The title of this is One of the Twins. Is mine. Yeah.
Play too much.
Oh, let me be a little bit more direct. One of your twins is mine.
Oh, you really play too much.
One of your twins is mine. Y'all do know it can happen, don't you? Y'all know biologically it is possible. One of your twins.
Really?
You can have a black one and a white one.
Mm-hmm. Mine. You've seen it. You've seen it. It has happened. Ooh. But when you call a black man and tell him that one of his twins is yours. This is what you get. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tony. Yeah, this is Tony. Tony, what's going on, man? Hey, brother, my name is Kendrick, man. I'm trying to reach out to you. Are you the Tony that used to date? Man. Yeah, what about it, man? I was trying to reach out to you. Who you say this is again? My name Kendrick. Kendrick, I got a little problem, bro. Hopefully we can work this out. Oh, man, look, man, I ain't got nothing to do with no damn no more, man. That's the past, dog. Don't even call me about her, man. That just, you know, I don't want to hear. Do y'all have kids together?
What?
Do y'all have children together?
Yeah, I got kids from Kiva. Man, how you get my number, man?
Say again?
How you get my number?
Hey, bro, I ain't trying to have no beef with you, man. It ain't nothing like that. I'm just. Do you and have a set of twins?
Yeah, man, we got a set of twins, man. But wait a minute, hold on, dog. Why you calling me, man? Whatever you and did, man, that's you and dog. But what you asking me about my kids for, man?
Okay, bro, I don't even know how to break this on you, but I'm just going to just put it out there, okay? Just hear me out, man. Just hear me out. It's been brought to my attention that there is a strong possibility that one of the twins is mine.
Oh, you crazy, man. Who you say you is again, man?
This Kendrick, man.
Man, look, man, don't call my house with this, man. How a twin gonna be yours, man? They my twins, man.
Hey, man, I found out, and I thought the same thing you thought, Tony. I was like, okay.
Man, that ain't even biologically possible,
and
man.
That's what I thought, but I found out that two seeds could actually join together. Yeah. Create twins, and each one of them could have a different daddy. I'm finding this out for firsthand myself.
Oh, man, you ain't fine. Man, look, man, whatever, man, I'm telling you, dog, man, the kids is mine, man. Hey, you ain't got nothing to do with this, dog. You ain't got nothing to do with this, man.
Hey, listen, man, all I'm trying to do is get to the bottom of something. Listen to me. Let me ask you this. Your set of twins, are they the same shade of color? Are they different shades? I mean, I'm just asking. I've never seen them.
Look, dog, let me tell you something, man. I want you to get this through your head right now, man. Whatever you and got, that's on y'all, man. This ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. Ain't got nothing to do with my twins, man. One of them dark-skinned, one of them light-skinned, man.
Right there! Right there, man.
What? Right there, what?
Okay, Tony. All right, let me ask you. What shade of color are you? Are you dark skin or light skin?
Man, I'm dark skin, man.
And I'm light skin.
I'm telling you, the light skin
twin must be mine.
You know what, man? I'm not even continue this conversation no more. I'm going to just tell you something, dog. You don't know who you with, cuz I will you up. You understand that, dog?
Man, listen, I just found out that this is a fluke accident that is possible to happen.
Oh. You understand that you're talking about my kids, man?
I understand that, man, and I understand the passion that you have for your children, man. I'm just trying to tell you one of the kids ain't yours,
Tony. You calling my
Tony
house talking about my kids is yours, man.
One of the twins is mine, man.
Man, ain't no. Man, look, man. Look, dog, I tell you what, man. I'm going to let your make it, dog. You know what? Because don't call here no more, man. Whatever you and were doing, that's what you and that crazy is doing. So she with your old crazy, stupid. You stupid enough to call here talking about one of the kids. I guess she told you that stupid, huh? Now, dog. Don't call me no more, man.
Okay, okay, Tony, listen. Would you consider, I mean, I got us an appointment tomorrow at the doctor. Would you consider bringing the kids so we can see which one is yours and which one
dog,
is mine?
You are retarded, man. That's what's up with you, dog. You retarded, man. I ain't meet you no well, dog. That's what I'm talking about, man. I tell you what, dog. I'll meet you man to man, man. Man to man. Me and you, dog. Man to man. I'm going to kick your
so we ain't got to fight. Tony, I just want you to give me my child, man.
Right. I'm going to give you a whooping. I got my Louisville slugger. You stupid. That's what you is, man. You an ignorant man calling me Sunday morning talking about my kids. It's your kids. Man, you retarded. That can't even happen, man.
I understand it, man, but it's a fluke accident, and now you're trying to deprive me of having a relationship with my child.
Man, I've been raising these kids for 5 years by my damn self, man. I get them up. I take them to ballet, man. I take them to Little League. You understand me, man?
No, don't
call me no more, man.
Tony, I understand, and dog, it was heartbreaking to me too, Tony.
Tell you what, man, I'm gonna get off the phone, and I want you, man, I want you to never ever call my house. Don't call me with no ignorant like this. What you say your name is? What's your name again, dog?
My name Kendrick. Man, listen, Tony,
I'm gonna find your dog. You understand that, dog? We gonna settle this. Whip your. You understand what you with, dog?
Okay, but Tony, I got one more thing I want to say to you, okay?
Man, you ain't got else to say to me, man.
Tony, let me say one more thing to you, man.
Man, okay, man. Hold on.
Now, baby, daddy, all right.
Yeah, y'all gonna play. I'll be out there in a minute. Man, see, dog, man, you didn't got everybody around here all. Man, I don't curse like this around my kids, man.
Okay, man, can I say one more thing to you, man?
All right, man, say what the you want to say, and don't call here no more, man.
Tony, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Oh, man. You know what, Tommy, man? Man, that's some tough shit, boy. Man, you know what, dog? Man, you was really about to get your whooped, man. Man, you can't be with nobody about their kids nowadays, dog. Man. Oh, man. Okay.
You
got
right,
me,
man?
That. All right, tell you what, man, don't even tell you did it, man, because, see, we meeting later tonight. I got something for you, man.
hey, Nephew Tommy, do me one favor, man.
What's that? Watch the 10 o'clock news tonight, man. You going
to
monkey on there, man. Watch, dog. I can't believe this, man. Oh, man. All right.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. I listen every morning, man. I just can't believe y'all got me, man.
I don't even need no praise and prank worship up in here this morning. I don't.
Because you already know.
When you know you certified, when you know you certified.
Got paperwork.
Got papers on my stupidity. When you know ignorance dwells within, when you know it and you show it and you represent it well. And we're going to be representing Saturday night. Stupid is on the way to the Sanger Theater.
Nice.
The nephew will be hosting that thing at the Sanger Theater. This is the Wild and Funny Comedy Jam right here. Wild and Funny Comedy Jam, hosted by yours truly. You got Dominique in the building. Kia Junior Boy Space
hold
in the building.
Hold it right there.
Uh-huh.
What are you and Junior gonna do, though?
What?
Seriously.
Shirley, you work with us.
All right. You got Tony Robbins in the building, and you got the beautiful Monique headlining, and you don't want to miss it. It's the Wild and Funny Comedy Jam. New Orleans this Saturday night at the Sanger Theater. Tickets on sale right now. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com, and you can get them at TheSilentPartner.biz. TheSilentPartner.biz. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Can't wait for that show. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, it's a hard habit to break. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, it's a hard habit to break. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 36 years old and I married a man that I met at work. He's 44 years old and a very loving husband that is truly in love with me. I moved to Toronto and he was the first guy I dated after I settled in. He was newly divorced and ready to get remarried as soon as possible. On our first date, he told me that I was the one and he could see us being married. 2 years later, we had a very small wedding in Toronto and my family was not able to come. I preferred it that way because they are toxic and they would have tried to talk me out of getting married. They know about my history with the man back home that I cannot seem to get out of my system. They are very opinionated and they think I need to be with him instead of my husband. The man back home is my age and we have known each other since we were 10 years old. We never claimed that we were boyfriend girlfriend, but we have been having sex with each other since we were 17 years old. We would still be having sex to this day if I hadn't moved so far away from him. He is a big reason I moved away and started dating the man I married. The last time we were intimate was 2 years ago. I went home for my mom's birthday and he stayed at my hotel with me. I thought he was going to tell me not to get married because he was in love with me, but instead we spent the entire weekend having sex and ordering room service. I begged him not to call me anymore after that. It's been 2 years and he called me out of the blue to ask if he could come visit me. My body is craving him, and I can't help but hope he's finally come to his senses. I hate to admit it, but I'd leave my husband for him. Am I foolish to still want this man? Well, yes. Yes, you are. This has been going on way too long, way too long. This man shows no interest in you at all other than wanting to have sex with you. That's it. I mean, it's clear you want more, but sex is all you get from him. You say you would leave your very loving and very in love with you husband for him, but your childhood friend hasn't asked you to do that. Now, has he? He never even claimed you as his girlfriend, as you said in letter. You're You're his sex friend. That's what you are. You're the person he can go to any place, anytime, whenever he wants sex. Like when you went home for your mom's thing and he came and stayed in the hotel with you, all you did was have sex and room service. You thought he was coming to tell you not to get married and that he loved you, but nope, just sex and room service. Did he even offer to pay for the room? I gotta ask that. I mean, what did he do? I mean, it's clear that he's just using you for sex at this point. And the reason you guys are not together is because he doesn't have to do anything but show up. That's it. He does nothing else. And now he wants to come visit you. You think he's coming for more than just sex? Don't be fooled. It'll be more of the same. Sex and room service. He's not going to propose because this sex relationship you have with this man, your childhood sweetheart, doesn't require him to marry you or love you or any of the things that you really want. So stop letting him run your life this way. That's what he's been doing. As hard as it might be for you, you got to tell him you don't want to see him and to stay where he is. You got to stop allowing him to use you for sex. You got to let him go. It's way beyond time. Steve?
Great response, Shirley. Interesting letter. Dear Steve and Shirley, this is a 36-year-old woman, and she married a man that she met at work who's 44. Very loving, wonderful man. She moved to Toronto, and it was the first guy that she dated after she settled in. You know, he was newly divorced and ready to get remarried as soon as possible. And he told you that on the first date that he could see y'all being married. 2 years later, y'all had a small wedding. You didn't invite your family because your family's toxic. And they would have tried to talk you out of getting married because they know your history with a man back home. And I can't seem to get out my system. They are very opinionated people. And they think I need to be with him instead of my husband. The man back home is my age. We've known each other since we was 10. Y'all ain't never been boyfriend and girlfriend. And y'all have had sex with each other since y'all was 17. You've been having sex with this man for 16 years, I'm assuming. How old is she? She 36. They met at 17.
More like
19.
Yeah.
19 years you've been having sex with this man. We'd still be having sex to this day if I hadn't moved so far away from him. He's a big reason. Here we go. Now, here where the letter needs to get started. He is a big reason I moved away and started dating the man I married. This is the reason you moved away, so you could get away from him. Now, what is this discussion you having about getting back with him? When you left to pursue a better life, then God gives you the better life. Now you want to give the blessing back, excuse me, so you can just go on and keep getting jammed. See, you like getting jammed. So now you're just going to get yourself jammed up. When you got a husband now, a very loving man that wants you, see, you don't even know what's good for you. You're so stupid. You know, you're one of them people where God got to ruin your plans so you don't ruin your life. Because he's done that for me, you know. I can't tell you how many times God has allowed some of my plans to get ruined just so I wouldn't ruin my life. So now, here you are. It's a hard habit to break. Well, that's because you keep saying it is.
Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, it's a hard habit to break. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, it's a hard habit to break.
This woman right here done left her city that she's been seeing this boy since they were 17. She 36. She leaves the city to go to Toronto so she could find a better life for herself because she realized that she's been having sex with this man for 19 years and it ain't going nowhere. This guy ain't said, I love you. This guy ain't never said, I want to be with you. He ain't never said, we ought to have a family. He ain't never said, hey, we ought to get together. He ain't even said you was his damn girlfriend. You just been a little trick chick your whole damn life, and now you done got addicted to being a trick chick. Now you want to keep being a trick chick. Now God let you move to Toronto and then gave you a loving husband. But now you can't look a you can't look a gift horse in the mouth. You've been blessed with a husband that loves you and adores you, but you want to go back to being a trick chick because his sex is just so good. You craving his body. Women kill me with that. He the best I ever had. Hell, go have something else. You know, y'all don't know. I said that before. That's the best I ever had. Now I wouldn't have something else. It was better too. I'm going to tell you right now, you can top
that.
Here
we go.
I'm going to tell you right now, you can top that. Here we go. Okay, here we go. That's what you want? Here
we go.
You can top that. I don't care what you had. There's some better ones somewhere. I got news for you. Somebody knows something else you ain't never had before. Going to have you sitting up in here. I've had the whites of my eyes showing. Pupils and everything was gone.
Turn up,
iris,
Steve.
Everything disappeared. I've actually looked back at my brain and could see what I was thinking sometimes. That's how good it was. And I'm sitting up here talking about that's the best I ever had. Then guess what? Met somebody else. Guess what? Then next thing you know, I was sucking my toe. I can't even get my foot up there no more. But I found myself sucking my toe. That's how good it was. I didn't even know how my foot got up there because it damn sure don't do that no more.
Let's
but
go.
I found myself doing that. And so, you know, all this, that's the best I ever had. No, it ain't. Go have something else. He the best you ever had because you've been getting tricked by this boy since he was 17. Now you done got this new man. Go on and have this new man. He is the big reason that you moved away in the first place. So you can have a better life. The last time we was intimate was 2 years ago. I went for my mom's birthday. He stayed in my hotel. I thought he was going to tell me not to get married. Yeah, what you thought? Hell no. Because he was in love with me. Did he tell you that? Hell no. But instead, we spent the entire weekend having sex and ordering room service. I begged him not to call me anymore after that. It's been 2 years, and he called out the blue to ask if he could come visit you. What you think he want to do?
Some room service.
Let's just take a guess at what he want to do. Let me think. Oh, he going to come and ask you to marry him? Oh, he coming to ask you to leave your husband? You think he coming to ask you to go run away with him? He ain't done it in 19 years. He ain't fitting to do it now. Because all he want to do with you is what y'all been doing. That's how, and you ain't never got a title in 19 years. What makes you think you finna get this promotion after 19 years? Let me tell y'all something. If you've been on the job for 19 years, I can assure you, if you look around that office real good, it's been some promotions passed out in the 19 years. Just your ass wasn't one of them. Hello? Is the message coming home? They are passing out promotions at your job, and if it's 19 years and you ain't got one of them, you need a new job.
That's right.
That's all it is.
Okay.
Church.
My body is craving him, and I can't help but hope he finally come to his senses. He don't have no sense. What you want him to come to? I hate to admit it, but I'd leave my husband for him. Mm-hmm. Am I foolish to still want this man? Dumb as hell. Mm-hmm. You want a man that don't want you. How clear can this picture be? Am I foolish to still want this man? Yeah, because the man you want don't want you. He just want to do you. He ain't never said he wanted you.
Hell.
He ain't asked you to be his woman. He ain't asked you to be his girlfriend. He ain't even asked you to be exclusive. He don't care that you up there married now. He don't even care. He just want to come and do you. You know what? I hope your husband find out as soon as he get off the plane.
That ain't going to be good.
That's not going to be
man.
Good. Yep.
Yeah. How good is it? Is it that good?
Well,
yeah, and let me tell you something.
19
it can
years,
be good,
just a habit.
I just want you to know, it's some better.
One more time, Steve.
It might be good. It might be the best you've ever had. All that could be true today. But don't mess around and have something else now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me tell you. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. I've actually bitten the wood out of a headboard before.
Stop. On that note, post your comments on today's strawberry letter.
Didn't even know it. We're just sitting up in there just chewing wood. I ain't even know it.
On Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, Junior is here with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Well, Shirley, first off, just want to remind New Orleans that me and nephew Tommy is coming down there with Monique and Dominique and Tony Roberts. We're going to be doing that this Saturday. This is this Saturday. You have to wear the tickets. This Saturday at the Sanger Theater.
What section am I sitting in?
Wait a minute, Carla.
Y'all going to New Orleans? Y'all think I'm coming? Okay, my husband
it's time
is from the
West
Bank.
Your baby get ready. It's time your baby get ready for school.
I ain't got to go to school.
What section am I sitting in?
I'm going to be on Canal Street with y'all at the same time. Y'all play too much.
Just on the side of the stage.
Let's talk about it, man.
All right, Junior.
You know, the ladies' soccer team is out the World Cup. They lost to Sweden. We out. But it been their third year in a row, they would have won. But they out this year. So, you know. And then also, Tommy, you was asking something about the boxer. Tommy, what happened with the boxer?
What's the guy's name that lost the boxing match a few weeks ago?
Errol Spence.
Spence.
Undefeated.
So, I understand that he was actually in a car accident and was thrown from the car.
Before
the fight.
Yeah.
So he had no business at all being in that ring. He probably was still in the middle of a concussion.
So what you mean, Tom? What you trying to say?
Every time he was hitting, he was seeing cars. You know what I'm saying? He was seeing cars flying by trash cans and stuff. He was seeing other stuff when he was getting hit. This makes no sense to me that he was in that ring. But what made you get in that ring is that purse.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the purse was, but it was that purse.
About 25 million?
Yeah.
Tommy, for 25 million, you wouldn't get in the ring.
I don't know if I'm getting in there after I done got thrown from the car, dog. I done passed by a lot of
25 million.
You know what thrown
dollars,
from
dog.
A car mean? You know what thrown? You flew. You flew.
I got that.
Out of a car.
But let me tell you this, Tommy. For 25 million, you wouldn't let me hit you, Tommy, for 25 million. You wouldn't let me hit you.
Oh, you knocked my ass out for 25 million.
I'm talking about unconscious.
I'm talking about smooth.
Would you take it for 25 million, Carl?
Smooth out. I'm gonna take it for 25 million. Smooth out. Don't even bring me back quick.
Go ahead, Carla.
For the Mega Millions tonight.
Yeah.
What? What?
Billion. Yeah.
For a billion, Tommy. Would you let somebody hit you, Tommy, for a billion dollars?
Dog, I would let Mike Tyson.
Woo. And he's in
hit
great
me as
shape
many
right
times
now.
As he wants.
Yeah.
But when I get up with them bees, though, them bees, oh, yeah. Now, I ain't gonna never talk the same. I know that. I know talk the same.
But you
can slur. You can slur when you got some bees, baby.
Man, I know.
All right.
Shirley.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, someone needs some social media advice, Steve. They want to know how do they let their friend down easy. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, Faye on Facebook writes, one of my really good friends and maybe my best male friend has started treating me differently, and I'm pretty sure he's hoping to be more than friends. I really value his friendship, so I want to be careful and not lead him on or upset him. He often pays for our drinks or dinner when we're out together, and I didn't think anything of that because he makes a lot more than I do. But then last week, he tried to give me a gift. I refused it, which hurt his feelings. I really want to stay friends with him, and I'm afraid when I tell him I don't see him that way, he's going to not want to be around me anymore. What should I do?
He ain't gonna want to be around you no more.
Oh, goodness.
Why you think he your friend? Why you think he paying for everything? Why you think he bought you a gift? You don't see him that way. Okay, he been seeing you that way. Yeah, he been seeing you that way. I told y'all. Because I gotta tell y'all about these friends. Mm-hmm. But I tell y'all about men. Y'all think I'm stupid. Y'all think I'm just to be talking on the damn show because I ain't got nothing else to say?
Yeah, a lot of people disagree with you on that. A lot of people.
Well, okay, disagree. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Perfect
we
example.
Have strawberry letters
point.
Full of this. We have we have phone calls with that. Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of New York. All this, it's all on there. You know, Love Fantasy Island, Love Hot Couples, all that. Look at all them shows.
Temptation Island.
Bachelorette, all that. The whole thing built on that.
Ready
what the hell
love.
Is wrong with y'all?
Ready to love.
And hey, man, hey, Tommy, I got to tell you, man, I saw my first episode of Ready to Love, man.
What?
I watched
what?
Yeah, I watched Ready to Love Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Four seasons ago?
Well, at least you watched it.
Well, hell, he don't watch Family Feud. What the hell is he going to do?
Yes, I know.
That was good.
He watched clips.
I mean, Sunday.
I watch clips.
Yeah.
Man, I really got to show y'all a clip of my favorite, my all-time favorite Family Feud clip.
You have to share it with us.
Uh-huh.
I've got to.
Mm. So what should she do?
The
lady on Facebook, yeah.
This man don't want to be your friend. He's never wanted to be your friend. Now, you want to keep his friendship because you like getting taken care of. And you like a man to, look out for you and all like that. And that's what he's trying to do. He's just trying to see it more permanently. See, you might be looking at the man of your dream, but you're trying to stay friends. For what? The hell is that going to be? What kind? Who does want to be your damn buddy? The hell do you need a male friend for? You need a man. It ain't a woman lie. I need a male friend. You need a damn man. M-A-N, man. And if you got a male friend, appreciate it. But I'm telling you right now, he looking upside your head.
Yeah, she doesn't want to hurt him anymore. She already refused his gift.
You stupid.
Okay.
Now, me and Carla and Monica and Shirley is friends.
Yeah.
Please buy me something and watch me don't refuse it.
Well, if you buy us something, we're surely not going to refuse
I'm
it.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm not ever.
Ever.
Me and Tommy
buy me something
it.
And watch this here.
Right. Say, Jim,
you won't be hurt.
Me and Tommy don't refuse it.
Damn. Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah, she doesn't see him that way, and she doesn't get it. So, looks like this friendship is over.
Men and women. Lady, so you stick by that. Men and women can't be friends. You stick by that statement.
Not if you're attracted to the woman.
Oh, okay. But if you're not attracted to her, then you could be friends all day long. Okay. Right.
Well, then, and then what is we friends for?
See?
See, I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. All my friends play golf.
Uh-huh.
All my friends play dominoes. All my friends shoot dice in Vegas. Uh-huh. All my friends fish. All my friends is married.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. There you have it. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you got some really good news about your stick packs, your new Elevate U stick packs.
Hey, people say I'm the life of the party, cause I take my Elevate U.
All right, now. The remix, baby.
You say I might be fancy, Lord, I'm dancing, cause I eat the gummies too. Hey, so take a good look at my face.
Yeah.
You see the smile stays on my face.
Yeah.
And if I get closer to you, you'll see that it's cause I take Elevate U.
That's Elevate U, the R&B version. Yes.
Yeah. Because Elevate U give you soul.
Yeah. Okay.
Elevate U stick packs. You can get these delicious daily vital green drinks in stick pack form. They got original, tart cherry, and chocolate. And we got gummies. The gummies are delicious like eating candy, but it's candy that's good for you. It's delicious. You can increase your metabolism with these. They got some for your immune system, and they got one specially for your digestive system. If you need help in all those areas, and most people do, try Elevate U gummies and stick pack. It's in Walmart right now. Go to Walmart.
All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather give up social media, or would you rather eat the same dinner for the rest of your life? Which one?
Wow. The hell with social media.
Social media.
I don't even like it now. I wish it didn't even exist. Tell the truth.
We got to have a variety of food.
So we get into these lies and stuff. Man, what the hell? Yeah. I don't even know how to post nothing.
All right. Would you rather have airplane sex, or would you rather have elevator sex?
A and B. I'm having sex is what's amazing.
Location means nothing.
The fact I'm having somebody want to sleep with me?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Steve. Airplane or elevator?
Okay. I see.
Jesus, suck his
forward. Yeah, I see.
You've done both.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Plane, yeah, he got a private jet. So you done both. Up there.
So, which one do you prefer, sir? Pick one. Would you rather
today?
Plane.
The plane. Why you talking so low?
The plane. Okay.
Well, you can lay down, stand up. You know.
Oh.
You're on that elevator. Your ass is on film.
So. Oh, yeah.
They know that.
Tommy.
Elevator.
Why is that?
That plane, it might start raining and can on. I don't want all that.
Turbulence.
I got to pull these blinds down. All that. No, just give me that elevator. I'm good.
All right.
Well, when I'm in top form, you think it's raining anyway. A lot of
turbulence. All right, turbulence. All right.
There'll be some turbulence up in here now.
All right. Would you rather have sex on a couch or on an armchair? Which one?
We're going to break that off.
Man.
Couch? Steve, did you say armchair?
Hell no. No, you got to be about armchair. You got to be in your teens. He can't be no grown-ass man in no armchair. No.
So that's for young people.
Oh. Yes, young people.
All right, now, would you rather win the lottery, but then you have to die with...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
What? You have to die within 5 years if you win the lottery, or would you just rather continue your life as it is now with no guarantee that you'll live a long life?
Wait, or no guarantee what?
That you will live a long life.
Well, that's how we live it now.
Right.
We take that, continue we take like that it five is. And wild out for five.
I'm thinking, T. Yeah. Give me the 5 years and this money.
I'm going to take this B. Give me
five. Five is short when you hear. When you hear, it's over.
I don't know how long I got. No, I'm doing all right here. That 5 years.
You rich already.
That 5 years will be here so damn fast.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. And
hurry up so I can go buy my number tonight.
The Mega Million jackpot is tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Y'all be waiting too late. Y'all got to get that number.
Billion.
Yeah.
What difference do it make, Terminal? You don't get the numbers.
I know, but see, I works the whole city. I get 10 over here. Go get $100 worth over here. You know, you move around. You don't
have you won
to one
yet?
Place.
Yeah.
Have
you won? No, you're still here.
Have you won?
Ain't won a damn. I think I got $4 after they ran mine through. Got $4.
Hey, you know something? We were talking earlier, and I said I wanted to mention this in my closing remarks. Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity has pulled their
convention,
what they call
2025
their convention. 2025, and I commend them for doing that. The Kappas were just in Tampa this year, and the Qs are headed there this year. To those two fraternities, they had already made the financial commitment before DeSantis made these remarks. And so a lot of these funds are non-refundable, and these Divine Nine organizations can't afford to take those types of financial hits. I happen to be a member of Omega Psi Phi, and I'm very close to the leadership there, and I understand the dilemma that we have. And there's a lot of outcry from the bros to pull out of Tampa, but you have to understand the financial ramifications of that. And so I say, instead of run, I say we do something with it, because we can't take the financial loss. The noobs couldn't take it. The Qs can't take it. This is just not that sensible. But the noobs did a great deal of work while they were there supporting black business. And so the Qs are going to take a large page, and we're going to support black business. Well, we're going to do the largest voter registration drive that state has ever seen. And the best way to defeat policies like that is with the vote. See, we keep arguing, and protesting ain't going to get us nowhere on this right here. We got to defeat these people at the level where we take them out of position. And so when we did it in Georgia. Let me explain something to y'all. Donald Trump is not president today because of Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and Philadelphia, Philly. That's the reason he's not the president. Because the voter registration pool that Stacey Abrams put together in Georgia, that was the deciding factor. That's why Herschel Walker had to go on and take his ass back to Texas. You know, have you ain't heard from Herschel, have you? No, because see, when they get through trying to use you and the use don't work, then they through with you. They finna wash his ass away. He gone on, but you'll never hear from Herschel Walker again. DeSantis has got to go in Florida. You know, this ignorance from this man, and I'm not as eloquent a speaker as a lot of cats out there, man. I was really watching Roland Martin the other day as he was speaking to this lady who was claiming to be pro-life. She's really anti-abortion, but she wasn't pro-life. A lot of people talk about they pro-life, but if you pro-life, then you support Medicare, you support programs for children in school. You support prenatal care. That's pro-life. If you just don't want to have abortions, then say that. But quit saying you're pro-life and you don't care about, you got to care about the unborn. If you really pro-life, you got to care about the already born. You know, y'all are tripping, man, with these policies. But we're so divided as a country to where the far right is so appalled with the far left, and the far left is so appalled with the far right, that you now, as a voter, you have to pick a side to be left or right. Well, I don't like either one of y'all. I really don't. I don't like either one of y'all anymore. I'm done with it. I've been done with the far right with your policies. And DeSantis, he's even further right than Donald Trump, man, because this dude right here, he enacts policies that's blatant. This thing about wanting to make the statement that slavery was actually a benefit. It was a benefit to who, man? Frederick Douglass said it best. Tell me who amongst you that would feel that slavery was right for you. What day of the week would being a slave be okay with your ass? Hey, Mr. White Man, let me ask you a question. How would you like to do some time as a slave? Mr. White Man, Mr. White Woman, let me ask you something. How would you like to spend your life as a slave? How about just for the next 60 days, you get to do exactly what slaves were required to do back then? All of it against your will, all of it without pay, and all of it without benefit. And then turn around and have someone tell you how beneficial it was. You know, the benefit was to America, the American economy, because you ran a business and a country with free labor. I wish, if you ask anybody if they could start a company and have totally free labor, it'd be easy to run a country then. The tobacco industry is alive and well today because of slavery. The fabric institutions today are alive and well because of slavery. Heinz ketchup is alive and well because of slavery. Hershey's chocolate is alive and well because of slavery. Because y'all had the money to open up these companies because you benefited from slavery. Slavery ain't been nobody, no done, no damn good but for y'all. So hey, Mr. White Man, that wants to talk about the benefits of slavery, how about if we enslave your ass for a while? And then you come and tell me any of the benefits you got from it, from just a month of it. Man, get up out of here with your racist ass. And the Q's is coming to issue a voter registration, and DeSantis, you will not be in office anymore. We gonna see to that. We tired of y'all, man. Stop this foolishness. Y'all know what you do and you know what you say, but you want us to be okay with it. Well, we ain't. Them days is over. Bye. Y'all have a nice day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have, hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.